more about how he's in the shoes.
So, as we remember, let's remind our brain cells, which were refreshed on Purim, spiritually, with the case at. And that was, this Jew unfortunately was accused, being Ma'anis a Goya, put out on bail in America, and he fled the country, and then he was extradited back, and he's still in jail. The Goya hired a lawyer, a Goy, lawyers, to take a civil suit, damages, against the Jew. And he asked his friend, the Jewish lawyer, who's in the country, in another country, to help him find assets. So he wanted to know whether this Jew could get involved. And Begitza, the answer is, he can get involved as much as the Jew is kind, but to get involved in a situation that he's helped someone get money which is not due to him, to make the Jew pay more, won't be allowed. So, we know halacha says in such a case, damages for ma'anis is limited, not such a substantial fee compared to what the secular law would actually. Compared to what the secular would actually obligate him to pay. So we want to know, when you have a din Torah between a Jew and a Goy, do you go after the secular law, or do you go after the Jewish law?
Didn't we have a case last week where we said to go after Dinehem?
Okay. So what did this Gemara say? Yisrael v'kani shabaladin, Jew and a Goy came to a din Torah. If you're able to make the Jew win by saying halacha says like this, and that means the Jew wins, then that's what you say. But if the Jew only wins using second law, and he's taka lose if he uses Jewish law, then you also say, oh, look at the Jewish second law. Why does the Jew win? Because we're going after the second law. Basically, when a Jew and a Goy come to the Torah, just choose the system of law to make sure the Jew wins. Now, there's a condition. The whole Gemara, as we concluded last time, is talking about when there's a claim against a Jew, and you want to make him potter. So we say, choose the law that makes him potter. To make the Goy pay, then you can't choose the law. You have to go according to Ikat. So since the case of Ma'anis is a shaila of do we make the Jew pay or not, so there we can choose the halacha, doesn't matter which is the real one, we can just choose either the second law or the halacha to make the Jew pay less and not pay as much. So therefore, in that case it's obvious, we concluded that the lawyer can't get involved. Lawyer can't go about because the halacha is minimize the loss of the Jew. However, we had a case of the dynamite where the Goy sold dynamite to underage child, and through that dynamite that Goy killed indirectly a Uber. A woman was pregnant, she had a miscarriage because of it. The claim is against the Goy. A secular law would say he has to pay. Halacha would say his chayv misa doesn't pay. So, here we have to make a decision. Because if you want to make a goy pay, you can't just choose which system. You have to use only the right system in such a case. The right system means what is the me'ika din, the halacha, which system applies in a case between a goy and a Jew? Is it the goyish second law which will apply in such a case? Or is it the halacha applies in such a case? Because if you want to make the goy take money out of his pockets, you can't choose. You have to actually choose the one which is the real thing. There we had, in conclusion, a machlokas, achronim, lashonim, poskim, everything. What's the real system when you have a din Torah between a goy and a Jew? Is it the system of halacha, which is what the Mashal said? But the Chazon Ish said, no, the system between a goy and a Jew, the ikkad halacha, the ikkad system you choose, is the secular system, the secular halacha, is what mechayev such as. So what was the conclusion? If it's a machlokas, can we get the goy to pay or not? The answer is, if we read the Ravadi Yosef's tshuva, also number one, near Shem Yisrael, Tova, Goy, but in the moments, if they're based in Yisrael, if a Jew claims against a Goy in the Torah, beginning with Yisrael, but Goy Yesh Lo Tarnas Kimli, and the Goy wants to not pay, because he wants to say, Kimli, I want to go with the shitters that say I don't have to pay. Welcome, Ein Tarnas, welcome to the thing. Even though there's a sophic and machlokas, whether the goy pays or not pays, the goy has no right to say kimli. The akim lesay chaskas momen, a goy doesn't have any chazok on his money to say hamotzi mechal avarai. Mishum, why? Because of a kalas. We take her into ksiv, rather than to a goy, they don't keep shabbat mitzvah saying, no, we give them a kalas, that they have no right to say hamotzi mechavera olavarai. Since they don't have any rights, they mitzvah chavarai. So if, in our case, the secular law would say that the goy has to pay for indirectly killing a uber by selling fireworks underage, then we're going to choose the secular law, even though the marshal says the ikar halacha should be, in such a case, halacha, Jewish law. But since the Chazon Ish says, no, ikar Din Torah between a goy and Jew is secular law, we can say go according to secular law because we can't say kimli to go like the mashal. No, that comes from a ksos. Okay, just summarizing where we're holding. Okay.
So sit next to Marcus.
That's the best part.
Now, so we said in conclusion, big machlokas between a goy and a Jew. According to halacha, what is the system you use to govern their rights? Is it the halacha system or their laws? Big machlokas, and we basically say, therefore, you choose the system which helps the Jew out. Sai to get him off, and sai to make the goy pay. Now, let us discuss, therefore, back to the Ma'anis case. What do we conclude there? Can the lawyer get involved to help the Goya get her money, which is going to be much more in secular courts than according to the halacha? What do we say? That's in conclusion, you can't. Because halacha says you're going to get this amount of money, you're going to help the Goyish lawyer to be able to get more money according to the secular law, you can't be helped the Jew out and say, minimize his loss. Don't get involved. So,
well, let me just ask you a question. We say that if it's a matter of whether the Jew's going to be potter or not, you go by the better of Dinehim or Dinei Yisrael.
Yeah.
And we what even if it's not a question of potter? We don't even know he's chayim. The only question is how much.
That's yeah,
it. Also?
Yes, as we just said. Saying if on the other side you want to make machayev the Jew, you also have to minimize.
What?
You also have to minimize.
No, so no, I'm
minimize how much you
minimize.
Yes, minimize how much he pays.
Was this goy someone not keeping shabbat mitzvahs and would it change the law if she was?
If she was keeping shabbat mitzvahs, it's a big discussion whether it changed the law, but she was not. Yes, yes, get hosha for sure will happen.
So we don't have get hosha.
Yeah. Now we're going to start. There's a Gemara in Gittin says the following thing. What does the Gemara say?
Sorry, such a quick question. With the guy with the explosive, their dinayim would say he might go to jail.
They would say we have to pay as well. You can go to jail and get paid as well.
So, but if he, so what, like, how do we possibly...
We're just interested in getting money from him. Yes?
Yeah.
And we'll say we don't get money from him because he's chai bita. It's good.
Yeah, but we're saying
let's go with the secular law in such a case. make sure to get his money. And we'll say, okay, we can choose the secular to get money because of the kanas.
So we're interested in the money,
yes.
Not in the...
We're not interested in the jail bit.
So Jews got the reputation.
Says the Gemara in Gittin. Kol ashtaras olim ba'koish shovet kachovim. You can have documents created and drawn up by goyish courts. And it's actually witnessed by the goyim. And they're kosher documents, even though it's drawn up by the goyim, and witnessed by them. Chutz megitei noshim v'shichrei avodim. But if you want to get divorced, it doesn't help to get a goyish bill of divorce. You have to have drawn up by a Jew with kosher witnesses.
Shochrei avodim
is setting free avodim, which is got the same halachas of gittin.
There are two possibilities. One is a religious obligation not to let him free, that's like gittin, religious law, or it's a monetary issue. Which is it here?
It's a
Isurim. It's like a gift.
Yes, I get. Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, the number two, the Gemara says. The Gemara asks the question, you say, Goy's contracts are valid. Even the Goy witnesses this. Okay? So, Bishlom Mecha, understand, you want to buy and sell something, you draw up a contract by Goy that documents the sale. Fine. Because why? Because what actually concentrates the sale? It's the money. I bought it with money. What's the document for? What's
proof.
The purpose? It's just proof. Proof. Star right the armor, the proof is right. Okay, so Goy can write a document as proof for me. He doesn't do anything for me. I've already done it myself. I bought it myself with my own money. It's not creating any halachas. It's just a proof. A boy can do it. And a matana. But a document of a present, a matana document, when you're giving a present, where the document there is actually drawn up, not as proof. The document itself is actually there to consecrate the present. Now, signing on it, and now it belongs to you. Through the signature, it itself creates the actual presence. My Connie, how can it go into that? How can you do it? Yeah. Hashtar chaspa ba'alma. That star is a piece of earthenware, which is useless. A broken piece. That's nothing. So what does Shmuel answer? You know why it works? Almost Shmuel, dinner, the Malchus. It works because dinner Malchus.
A long way.
Okay. So Shmuel is interested, has introduced us that halacha recognizes goyish ways of doing things, and it recognizes in such a way that halacha says it's valid, it's binding, it works. Even according to halacha, this is nothing, but since the din of the Malchus says it is something, it's valid. Din of Malchus, not that it's a separate system, and we're going according to that system. It's that the halacha says this is in halacha says this works now. Why does halacha say it works? Because halacha says dinner machus dinner works. Just as halacha says you can make a kinin with money, and you can take a kinin mishika, and you can make a kinin hadbar. If the goyim do a secular law, it says you could do a kinin by waving a flag. According to secular law, wave a flag, that's a kinin. That means halacha now says waving a flag is a kinin.
Between two Jews?
Yeah, that's what it's talking about. Two Jews over here.
Is a
of, custom.
It's a tempter, right?
That's custom. This is Dinamarcus, this is not custom. The only concept is on the day they make the, what's the custom? You're changing ownership. It's now no longer Shmuel's. It's Tully's. This table. What's the color?
I mean, shaking hands.
That's also not recognized according to halacha unless it becomes a minhag. Here, this is dinner machusa dinner is not minhag. Dinner machusa dinner is on the day they make the law, where no one's yet practiced it. It's valid on day one because dinner machusa dinner nothing to do with minhag. There's no minhag yet. No one's done anything. If there's now saying that we're saying every law is dinner machus to dinner, I've got a question. If every law is dinner machus to dinner, it doesn't really fit for the command in Baba Kama, it's just read. What's the whole discussion of Baba Kama?
Who's lost ears?
We've got halacha law, we've got secular law. One says one thing, one says the other thing. You have a goy and a Jew come to it. Which one do you apply? Machlokas, which one you apply? Ikedin. Okay, so just choose the best one for the Jew. But we're now saying in the Gemara Gittin, whatever secular law says is halacha. There are no two systems.
Maybe it's one of the lack of anything else.
What would be in the Shmuel's case without dinner machus dinner? That's not a transaction. You have a document by without dinner machus dinner, it's chasper the alma. Nothing happens. There's an alternative. Yes, we can do it like Kohen Salocha, the Jewish Mashiach, write a Jewish document.
As long as it doesn't contradict Halacha, then Halacha is open.
What does it mean, contradicts? I would say it contradicts.
Contradicts,
because halacha says, before the halacha is in it, there's not a presence, what you just did. Comes on dinner machus dinner, it is. It does contradict it.
I don't think it's a problem with Baba Kama, because Baba Kama is clearly referring to a case where the goy is voluntarily going to Beis Din and agrees to abide by it. Otherwise, what's he doing there?
Goes to Beis Din, but what does Beis Din say? We have to say the halacha. What does halacha say?
It's arbitration.
Yeah, but what does halacha say? But what does halacha say? I don't want secular. I want halacha. Okay. So go to basically what halacha. What does halacha say? Okay, let's look at halacha. One of the halachas is dinner machus dinner. So it's halacha. Okay. So we have to have some sort of clarity. What exactly is dinner machus dinner? Where do you exactly apply it? What situations you apply it? Obviously, there's limitations, and it's not across the board. So let me, you won't believe this case, but it's a Maisa Shehoyaka, not so long ago, in the Beis Din.
In what country?
This country. A couple comes to Beis Din. A married couple comes to Beis Din. They're secular.
They're Jewish?
Don't follow Torah mitzvahs. What do they want? A get. Okay. And you understand why secular people come, because even the secular, they want to make sure they have a get. They have a child. A little boy. 5-year-old boy. They're now discussing in Beis Din who's going to have custody of the child. So the lawyer of the wife comes up with the standard claim, and it's usually normal and acceptable. He says, look, whoever has custody, you choose what's best for the child. Custody is defined what's best for the child. If the woman's a meshugana, then it's subject to the husband. If the woman's normal, then the standard policy usually goes to the woman. That's usually a meshugana.
By the way, this was a lawyer or a toy?
This is a lawyer.
A lawyer is allowed to come to Beis
Din. Yes, a lawyer is allowed to come to Beis Din. Says the Torn Rabbani of the husband. We agree with such a concept, but it doesn't apply over here. Why? Let me tell you a history. 5 years ago, we traveled to India, and I, the husband, took out my wallet's money and paid for this child. They bought a child. We couldn't have children.
Ah.
We could not. I wouldn't say adopted.
They bought.
And he used his money. I used my money to buy this child.
So it's channel.
Did I make him in heaven?
So we're claiming is that he's not a child, so to speak. He's an abbot.
He's a chattel.
A slave. I bought him. He's my property. So if you're talking about children, of course, there are rules, what's best for the child. But if you're talking about ownership, I own the child.
But Indian law doesn't recognize the sale.
So then both of them are sugar, because both of them did it. So... And we were told him, I'll ask that he should be Jewish. Of course, the case doesn't work because none of them are religious in the first place. So,
did they regard
him? They tried to regard him. Okay. I don't know. In India, maybe it's worse. I don't know where he came from. You don't know the word poor. Poor kids relative to what?
Okay.
So, now, does secular law recognize such a purchase? Is it against the law to do such a purchase?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, let us analyze, therefore, a bit about Din Malchus Sudi. And then get to the question that's burning inside us. There's another Gemara, and Baba Kama, back to Baba Kama. There's a Mishnah there, it's also in the Dorim, that has also references to the Gemara and it starts us thinking. What does it say over there? Next week we'll go into depth into this Gemara, because we're going to talk about tax and tax evasion next week. Okay.
We have to.
Which is more common than the kids?
Yeah.
A book. A book. There are going to be hundreds of it.
Says the Mishnah. Ein partin lo metavis hamuchsin. You shouldn't exchange your money with the tax collector. You got a big bill. You want to get small change or vice versa. Don't do that with the tax collector. Donate them in stocker. And if they offer you stocker money, don't take stocker money from the tax collector. Says Rashi, what are you trying to do? The hach, the slorim, for putters, changing, let's say, dollars for shekels. Metev shanosim b'mars levish. Why? The fee shehen shegezel.
We're talking about a Jewish tax collector.
Jewish and goyish, the Gemara says, but,
Oh,
why you just
want to stolen, it's his, no?
Because the money you receive from the tax collector is stolen money. So you can't take stolen money. The Gemara asks the question. Why is it stolen money? Tax collector's money is stolen money. That's part of the law of the land to collect taxes. The money is valid money. According to the halacha. So, Omer Reb Chanina Bakaram and Shmuel. So, Shmuel, so to speak, answers his own question. The name of Shmuel. B'mochus She'ein Lo Kitzvah. We're talking about a tax. That was a law. A tax law. But it was a tax law She'ein Lo Kitzvah.
Collect whatever
you want. It was written on the paper, the law of the land. You have to pay tax according to whatever we decide to charge. No rules. Or, an alternative answer, we're talking about a self-imposed tax collector. He decided to be the tax collector. No one asked him to be the tax collector. No one appointed him to be the tax collector. He became the tax collector.
Mafia.
So that's stolen money.
It's mafia.
Okay. So we see from this Gemara, there are laws on the book which we don't relate to. Eventually we'll go into details why these particular laws we don't relate
but
to.
These are not laws on the books.
Well, the first one is. There's a law on the book of the country that says we can collect tax, you're mechuyev to pay tax, according to how we decide.
Let me explain to you the way it worked in those days.
No,
the mechuyev would pay a licensing fee to the king, and the king would grant him, you can collect whatever you want.
And that would be part, and it would be part of the law of the land.
No, he would provide with soldiers and say, go get whatever you can.
Yeah, and that would be part of the law of the land, that you can collect whatever you want. Correct, I agree, and you agree too. It's a law. So we have a law on the book, law on the books, which we say is not valid. So therefore, in answer to our first question, it doesn't fit with Baba Kama, the answer will be, in Klalis, without getting into details which we will get into, and exactly when do you apply, is that it's not across the board. Dinner machus dinner is not every law in the book, whatever it says, applies. There's no such thing. There are rules when it applies, when it doesn't apply. There's rules when it does and it doesn't apply, then the kashan Baba Kama is not a kashan.
I just have one side question. Rav Yana is arguing with Shmuel's comment on his own rule?
No, Rav Chanina said the name of Shmuel. Doesn't mean he necessarily...
Oh, so Rav Yana is saying that's not what Shmuel said.
Yeah. Getting back to the Din Torah with the child. Custody of the child. What does the law say over there? That we're trying to say that maybe is in defiance to the Ton Rebbeni of the husband's claim. What's the law of the secular law say? What does the secular law say over there? What is it trying to say?
It's not a slave, it's a child.
What does it say?
So the mother would get.
No, but what's the law say?
It's not a slave. It's
not,
not yours.
Allowed to have slaves. And if you do, then you're over.
Yeah.
What therefore is a blaring question, a very big, broad question, but very fundamental question that we need to ask on this dinner Marcus and dinner topic. What's the question we have to ask? In respect to such a law, the woman wants to say dinner Marcus and dinner. The husband says, we don't say dinner Marcus and dinner here. What's the Shiloh over here, whether we say dinner Marcus and dinner or not? No, not necessary. That's... What's different? We know Dinah Machuzinah definitely applies in the Gemara on giving. What's different between the Dinah Machuzinah law, which applies in the word in Gittin, that case in Gittin, to the Dinah Machuzinah, which we want to use in the case of trafficking the child?
Well, one's a monetary law and one's not monetary.
Ah! As we'll read the Sela Medina inside, because it says exactly what Tula's words in a good way. Yesh lach. Let us try and investigate. Levara, inin yosodi bahalocha zu shadina machuzah. Something fundamental in the concept of dina machuzah. In din zeh nap rak al inne v'chuki moment. Is dina machuzah only binding in respect to monetary obligations? Osho medin zeh. Or something which you're obligated to follow, even it's got nothing to do with money, because money is not against something which is nefariously written in the Torah. Yeah, that's true. You have to eat the veda. Okay, that din machuzah dinah we're not going to have to follow because it's against the Torah. But cause one is a commandments, so to speak, that we have to do, then it becomes binding on us to do, as long as it's not against the Torah. So the fundamental, Yesodi Chakira, investigate, we have to do, is Din HaMachos Zedek only a monetary halacha. You have to pay this, you have to give this over, the monetary things, but it's not because you can't tell me what to do. Or Din HaMachos Zedek actually can tell me what to do.
Like a speed limit.
Ah.
Like the what? Speed limit.
So let's give an example. Let's give a practical example, rather than the case of the traffic in the shops. Okay. Two practical examples. The laws of driving laws. You have to put your seatbelt on, you have to go to this speed of, not further than this speed. You have to have certain safeties in your cars, you can't have smoky exhaust coming out of your car. Those are all laws that are on the law book. Are they monetary? Not monetary. They're just telling me what to do. Is it binding on me or not binding on me? Another shine, very practical to Matthias' whole living. That is, I know, I've got certain days. I know, I go through my income and expenditures. I know that I'm not obligated to pay tax. Even according to those rules, they're all the rules, I don't have to pay tax. I'm too low income and the odds and expenditures and everything. I know that. But the law says I still have to go through and record everything, tell them, write it down, apply and show them and everything and get through the whole business and employ and employ a tax expert just to do the papers, what to do to get the result, which I already know. I'm off the hook. Am I mechuyev to go through that process? Because the law says I have to do it. Because I say, look, I'm going to, look, forget about it. It's not money. Money, I understand, I have to pay. If I have to pay, I have to pay. Discuss that next week, but the pricey dealings of tax. Money, I understand, then Marcus will have to pay. I know, but there's no monetary obligation here. It's just I'm avoiding doing what they're telling me to do, fill out the papers.
And in your example, even if they. In your example, even if the tax authority then audited the person, they would say, you're putter, if he's right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, in your example, even if the tax authority audited the person and said, we want to check your books now, it would come out that he really doesn't know anything.
But we're giving you a penalty for not presenting the...
Even if you're
giving,
nothing.
Yeah, you're not giving
you
a penalty.
Depends on the kind of authority.
You get a knas for not following the rules.
So that is the mamish broad shaila in Din HaMachos Zedek. Let's start investigating. So the first question is, where is the source of the halacha of Din HaMachos Zedek? What? Shmuel says it, but where is it coming from? That makes it halachically bounding. Where is it coming from? So there's a machlokus between the Rosh and the Rashbam, exactly what the source is. The Rosh, if you look at number 5 in the Dorim, he says like this. Umotzim, Hashmuel says, Din HaMachos Zedek. When it comes to tax, Shmuel says, Din HaMachos Zedek. Why? To Oma Malka, Lo Yeh Ba'atzi, Im Lo Yeh Tenkach Fakach. You have no right to sojourn in my land unless you give this amount of money. By Tama, the dinner. And that's the whole reason why dinner machusa dinner is din. She'eret shalom, because the land belongs to the king. It makes sense. If I own my private land, you can't enter my land, my property, without paying. You know, come in. You want to use my property? You pay. If you don't want to pay, don't come in. You know, right to you. And if you come in without paying, what are you doing?
Stealing.
That's the whole source of Din HaMachos Zedek. The land belongs to the king.
So
And the Mela, he's saying, that you want to use my land? Then you have to pay money.
So according to the Rush, if I go through red light, I'm over in Gezel?
We'll discuss exactly what it means. Yeah. You have to give me something. In use of the land, you have to give me something. Give me money. Now, what does the Rashbam say? The sources? Rashbam of Abbas says, Komasim va'anunus emin hogus shom mishpat malochim, all the rules of the kings, shu'in ahab imachasim, which they standing practice in their abodes, zinohu, are binding. Why? Shekol b'nei hamalchus mekablim aleihem merotzen chuki hamalchus. The king, every member, the population, willingly accept upon themselves the laws of the land. Hilchot din gomuhu. Since they accept it upon themselves, it's binding. Ve'en lemachzik momen chaver api chok hamalach hanog be'ir mishum gezel. And therefore, if you take money based on the laws of the land from somebody, you're not over gezel because everyone's bound themselves to the laws.
That's a contract fee.
So, what is therefore the difference between the Rosh and the Rashba? What are they saying? The Rosh is saying, what's he saying?
Well, going to the Rosh, you don't have to consent.
Don't need to consent, but what's he saying? He's saying, you're in my property.
It's worth something.
It's worth something. You have to pay to use it.
And I decide how much.
And I'll tell your mom how to do it. According to the Rashbam, what's he saying is the obligation of Chassidina?
Because I originally agreed to it.
Agreed. What does it mean, agreed? What does it mean, agreed?
Consent.
What's consent?
It means that you...
What halachically does it mean? Consent, agreements.
I'm asking, or there's a sale, if you want to call it that.
No sale, there's no sale.
I'm asking that.
No sale.
Nobody complains.
What's his chayavus? What's his chayavus?
I'm voluntarily making myself obligated to something.
I'm obligating my something. What's the obligating something?
To do what you ever say the rules are.
No, but, okay. In halacha. When you obligate yourself to do something which you're not mechuyev to do, and you obligate yourself to do, what is that harsher cause in other? No. And later. Nadarim.
Only if it's a dvar mitzvah.
No. Not necessarily dvar mitzvah.
It's not another unless I say I'm even not
going to do it.
No, but if I say I'm going to do this for you, and it's not a dvar mitzvah, it's not another.
Okay. But it's chai v'saguf. It's in the parsha of Nadarim. It's in the parsha of Nadarim. It works like Nadarim. What are you doing? You're obligating yourself. This is what you're going to do. What am I going to do? Whatever you say, Mr. King, I'm obligating myself to keep. Whatever comes out of your mouth, I'm obligating myself to keep. It's the parsha of Nadarim. So according to the Rosh, nothing to do with the Torah. So to do with, use my land, you have to pay. According to the Rashbam is, I'm obligating myself, a chiv on the goof, like the Torah, to keep whatever you say. So now let's go back to our Shaila. Is dinah malchus a dinah only by money? Or whatever the king says, you have to keep. Even it's got nothing to do with money.
Second.
Or even the Rosh would say you have to abide by the rules.
Achronim want to say it depends how you learn, like the Rosh or like the Rashbam. Now which Shitta would say what in the scenario that we're asking? What would the Rosh say? Dinah Malchus only applies to money or applies to anything?
As long as you get your money, leave me alone.
No, because if I tell you, you can't come into my house if you don't drink alcohol. Right. If you drink alcohol. If you drink alcohol, you're stealing from me.
Well, but the Rosh says you basically you can't stay in my land without paying.
No, you can't stay in my land without abiding by my rules.
Lo, he says, los in lo yitzen kach v'kach. He says, if you don't give me this and this.
No, he's giving an example of a hedyu that has karka. No. Yeah. You can't have a no if you don't.
So, yeah, all the no, and according to his demands of how much to pay. That's the worst thing.
But he's comparing it to the house. So the house, therefore, I can tell you, you can't drink alcohol in my house, and if that's the case...
But it's all Gensel.
It is Gensel.
No.
If I say you're not allowed to come
that's
into
all
my
Gensel.
House, unless you don't drink alcohol, when you drink alcohol...
That's all
Gensel.
That's just a Tanai. That's a Tanai. It's not Gensel. You can tell me...
It's not Gensel.
It means I can now get rid of you.
My house without permission.
No, it just means I can get rid of you. It doesn't mean you're over Gensel. It just means I can get rid of you. If you, but it to be gezel, it has to be, hold on, you have to give me something for exchange of this. You're here, this costs this.
Like a theater.
Yeah? So therefore, according to the Rosh, dina machlokes dina, in order to be binding, what does it mean? Binding is on your machlokes.
That
in exchange.
But that doesn't help for the moches, because I'm not giving anything to the melech.
Mochus is an extension of the melech.
No, he's not.
Yes, he exactly is.
The melech is getting the same money.
No.
No matter what I
give
the mochus.
Doesn't matter. This is what the melech says.
He's saying
that
he pays.
No, he gets the money because the mochus
is
paying up front.
He's saying he pays.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. This is what the king, how the king gets money.
That's right.
He's like a check. And I need a check, which is to cash the check now. It's due in 10 months' time. I need to cash it now. So I'm cashing it now. So it's money. It's like a check, which you cash early. That's all it is.
So. Dine Mominus between two people that don't involve the Melech occurring for the Rosh, you wouldn't say Dine Mominus Adina? If you have a case between two people that don't involve the Melech.
So therefore, we're going to take this and see how when it applies. But our Shaila, which we're discussing this week, is it only Mominus? According to the Rosh, it's only Mominus. But according to the Rashbam is the Torim, a Pasha the Torim. That we accept of ourselves and obligate ourselves into do whatever you say. And whatever taka you say, even if it says, don't go for the
Rosh between the Rosh and the Rashbam.
There's lots of differences, but I just want to discuss this specific shayla. What would they say of it?
From what the Rosh says, the king besides, if
you
don't
do it,
he makes
the
rules because he belongs to him.
That's not what the...
And the Rashbam says, no, you have to agree first.
Yeah, I agree with Eric.
That's true. That's true from the beginning. But what's the... So what... The Rosh there still speaks out and says, since the land belongs to me, and you want to use my land, you have to pay.
According to the Rosh, how's the Goren Gittin work?
Yes, otherwise, if you don't do what happens if I don't do it, say, I'm over Gessel, he says, because you didn't pay me.
According to the way you're explaining the Rush, how does that justify the Gemara in Gittin? Why does Dina de Malchus Adiva have any effect on the Shtar that I'm signing with you? Why does Dina de Malchus Adiva have an effect on the Shtar that I'm signing with you?
We've got lots to discuss. We've got lots to discuss. These are the. We're going to refine each shitter as we go along, but this is the starting point. Every starting point is not the finish. It's the start. Okay.
I mean, the major enough for me to between them is
right. Oh, well, you jump big too. Well, fine. Now, Mela, the Chur is totally on how you learn. In how to learn, it applies to mommy, not as it applies to money. Refine the shitters as we go through. Shaila came to a Shaila number three today, as we develop this a bit further. This Shaila came to Dine Fisher. So Yaakov Fisher, Shaila came to him. A boy, a bocher in yeshiva, wanted to get married. A very good bocher, Yir Shemaim, learned Torah very well. One problem, he's a mamzer.
He knows it.
So he asks, is there any way of me getting married?
Yes.
You can
shift. So let's see what Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Fisher suggests. This is what Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Fisher suggests. There's a Gemara Kedushin, Mishnah Kedushin Gemara there. Ratav Benoma, Yochim Mamzerim Litar. There's a way of Metaher the Mamzerim. Right? Get rid of Mamzerim. How? Mamzer Shenosu Shifcha. a mamzer who marries a slave, a blood eved, that child that's born is not nothing to do with him. There's no yichus after him because it's born from a shifra, and therefore the child is an eved. Shichru, and then you set him free. That child, nipsa haben ben churin, that child is now a Jewish child who's not a mamzer. Normally, a child from a mamzer is a mamzer. Here is a way of having a child that's not a mamzer. Marry a shifka. The child's got nothing to do with you because it's a shifka. No yichus for you. Set free the child. Now it's a kosher child.
Just not your child.
Rabbi Lezer argues. Rabbi Lezer says, no, no, no. How is there eved mamzer? You get the worst of both worlds. It's an eved and a mamzer.
Rabbi Moshe dealt
with this question. Yeah. What's the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Mamza nosa lachatchila. A mamza can marry lachatchila. Mamza can marry a shifka. She kibbled of mitzvahs for tovel hashem afus. A goya who recovered on herself mitzvahs and tovels herself to be an eved, to be a shifka. Lahate bonov. He can do that in order to taha, to allow his children shishtechu to be set free, yeah, mutar mitzvahs, and by that you have proper kosher children who can actually marry normal Yisraelis. So we see the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, not like Rabbi Elazar, that's like Matafim, that it actually works to matar mamzeres.
That's what the leader, somebody tries that in America today, slave, he would have big problems.
What?
I'm saying it doesn't work. Because there are laws now against slavery.
Oh, right, right. So we got to say, got to come to that. So that, how does it, so what did Rabbi Shmuel Yaakov Fisher answer? He says like this, number 7. Ma sheshol is sheyesh lo b'yeshiva. Mamza sheyitzel l'chassim shifka. You want to know, can he marry a shifka? V'ton, and you actually claim in your question, sheyesh lo ishka, say he's found a woman who like this. It's not a theoretical question. He found a woman. Goya, Ashamuchna sheiknos a shifra, that she's prepared to make herself into a shifra. Va'acha sheilo abba bonim emena, and she's prepared to have 4 children from him. Yishacha also, he'll set her free. V'tiei ishto gemur, and then there'll be a proper wife afterwards. And not have any children, more children afterwards, obviously, because afterwards you have problems with mamzer. V'chein shachazah, and then also set free the children. So that it would be also. And they have a normal house. Kosher wife, Israelis wife. At the end of the day, 4 proper children, for not mum's even.
But then there were yichud issues with the father.
And he said, can I do that? Can I do that?
That's
not
my fault. That's not my
okay.
Yichud, yeah.
That's
normally Israelis can't do a mum. It's just that's
A gyorist can. So, this Shaila and the Shaila which we had with trafficking of the child, which Shem will discuss next week, but it's based on this following question which the Minchas Yitzchak points down. Im Shaykh Bizman Hazer Avodim Vishikos. Is it shach bechlal nowadays avodim shifkos given to have the keneged dinner gemalchus? Because it's keneged the law.
So the last year before Pesach is going to be on shikhar avodim.
It's going to be on dinner gemalchus dinner. Actually, next week we're discussing all to do with taxes.
We still have a few more minutes.